Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about showing mercy. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Being Merciful to Others, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High God, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6, verses 35 through 36. A couple months ago, I shared in a blog post about a situation some years back where my husband and I, who run an online ministry, were unnecessarily judged with some harsh words spoken behind our back by some former pastors. They were warning others to not make associations with us because we are dangerous. I offered the readers some wisdom found in Luke chapter 6. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Luke 6, verses 27 through 28. I was trying to make the point in the blog post that instead of holding onto a grudge and allowing bitterness to form in my heart, I needed to forgive and pray for these pastors, just as Christ encourages us to do. Then recently, I received an email from a reader criticizing this blog post and explaining how we can only forgive someone of the wrong that they have done to us unless they repent. This individual essentially was making the assertion that since God holds someone's sins against them when they are not in Christ, we needed to do the same. This argument cannot be found anywhere in the Bible, dear ones. On top of the criticism, I was accused of being prideful, not sincere, not a believer, spreading falsehoods about the gospel, and was told to be damned. What a perfectly timely opportunity for me to put these scriptures on showing mercy into practice once again. Friends, we don't have to look very far in the scriptures to see how we are to treat others who have sinned against us. Some helpful passages are listed below. In fact, Luke 6 is a wonderful chapter to reflect upon. I mentioned Luke 6 verses 27 through 28 above, and Jesus repeats this sentiment again further in this same passage. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6, verses 35 through 36. Intersecting faith and life. God disciplines his children who sin. Hebrews chapter 12. But his children are in Christ, and his righteousness has been imputed to us. As Christians, we stand forgiven before our holy God. Our sins are thrown as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Psalm 103, verse 12. For those who are not in Christ, yes, their sins are not forgiven, and God's wrath is upon them unless they repent and turn to Christ. To proclaim that we are to judge someone's sin and hold it against them would put us in the place of God. Friends, we are not God and cannot stand in the place as judge. All have fallen short of God's glory. Romans 3, verse 23. So we have no place to hold others to this standard we cannot meet apart from Christ. But we all receive mercy and kindness from God, even those who are ungrateful and evil, as Luke 6, verse 35 tells us. Jesus commands us to be merciful just as God has been merciful to us. Although in the NASB translation, the word forgive is not used in Luke chapter 6, the word pardon is in verse 37. Do not judge and you will not be judged, and do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Pardon and you will be pardoned. Pardon is another word for forgive. And forgive can be found in other translations such as the ESV, the New King James Version, and the NIV. It is not wise to hold on to unforgiveness, friends. Not only can we not find any biblical precedents for this idea that we should not forgive others unless they repent for their wrongdoing, it flies in direct opposition to what the Lord tells his followers to do. Love, bless, pray, forgive, turn the other cheek, give, and be merciful. Not only does he command us to do these things that seem so impossible sometimes, his Spirit gives us the ability to do it. Mercy is at the heart of the gospel, and as Christ followers, we should rejoice anytime we are given opportunities to extend mercy and kindness to those who have sinned against us. This doesn't mean that we don't hold others accountable for their actions, ignore their hurtful and hateful behavior, or not create healthy relationship boundaries, but for the sake of our heart, we need to obey Christ by forgiving them and loving them. Freely we have received mercy, freely we should give. Further reading, Proverbs 3, verses 3 through 4, Proverbs 11, verse 17, Matthew 7, verses 1 through 2, Ephesians 4, verses 31 through 32, Colossians 3, 12 through 14.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.